And we're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and this is The Green Room, and our guest is Brian Green, who is author of The Elegant Universe. I've been hearing his name for, you know, a couple years now. People have been saying I should have him on, and we now have a good opportunity to have him on because he has a book out called The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and The Quest for the Ultimate Theory, which was just published by Norton, and we are very happy to have Brian Green here on the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Well, you wrote the book, obviously. Now, I don't think there's ever been a popular book written about string theory, first of all.
There hasn't been one for a while. So in the early days of string theory back in the 80s, I think there were a couple of books that came out that laid out the basics of the theory as it was known back in those early days. But there hasn't been one for a while, and there's been a lot of progress. And the book basically takes the reader who has no technical background, no mathematics or physics training, and actually leads them right through all of the developments of 20th century physics, culminating with superstring theory and all the developments of the last decade and a half.
And we should tell people who are a little bit frightened by the thought of a book on string theory that this is not an equation-laden book.
Yeah, right. No, there aren't any equations at all. There's E equals mc squared, but that's perhaps not even thought of as an equation any longer.
We don't count it anymore.
Right.
Now, you do start off with the fundamental questions in physics. There have been, I think you said, three big problems physics has faced.
Right. Yeah, during the 20th century, a good way of summarizing the developments that have gone on is around three conflicts. The first led to the special theory of relativity. The conflict there was between what might be called a one's common understanding of motion built up from intuition with objects in the world around us and a fact known as the constancy of the speed of light. Turns out that's incompatible with that common perception of motion, and Einstein worked hard and came up with the resolution with special relativity. But it turns out that the discovery of special relativity gave rise to a second conflict, because it turns out, we can get into this more if you'd like, that the special theory of relativity conflicts with Newton's theory of gravity, a theory that Newton wrote down in about 1666 or so. So it hung around for a while until special relativity showed that it couldn't quite be right. And that conflict took Einstein 10 more years to resolve, and he finally did with the general theory of relativity. But that pattern persisted of one resolution leading to the next conflict, because Einstein's general relativity proves to be incompatible with yet another theory, the theory called quantum mechanics, the theory of the microscopic structure of the universe. And it took some 7 or 8 decades before superstring theory finally has come along and shown us how to solve that conflict. And that's why a lot of physicists are so excited about this theory.
But of course, it must also be giving rise to yet another question.
Well, sure. Every discovery does lead to more questions, and string theory is definitely a work in progress. It's gone farther than anyone would have thought in their wildest imagination even 10, 12 years ago. But yes, there are many questions that the theory still needs to resolve. But it's not clear that when all of those features of this theory are worked out, that there will be yet another conflict. This could well be the final step. This could be the final theory. This could be the theory that describes absolutely everything.
Okay, we're not going to get into that part of it yet, because we want to bring that up to the end so we can sort of tie it up, as we'd say.
Sure.
So we'll go a little more into detail, but I do want... So let's talk a little bit about Newton and the problem with gravitation.
Sure. Newton, in the late 1600s, actually during the Black Death as it was raging around in England, was able to work out a theory of gravity that showed, rather surprisingly, that the same force which brings an apple to Earth, keeps the Earth in orbit around the Sun, and all the planets around the Sun, and the Sun around the center of the galaxy, and so forth. So in one fell swoop, he basically extended scientific hegemony to not only describe terrestrial objects falling to the Earth, but everything in the heavens as well. And that theory has proved to be immensely accurate. It does describe the motion of the Earth incredibly well, the motion of comets. It describes the motion of stars and galaxies and so forth, and it's actually the backbone of our own space program to the Moon, Mars, and beyond. So it's a useful, powerful tool. But yes, string theory does give us a mechanism for the way in which gravity is transmitted between two bodies. So Einstein's view, which string theory does embrace when things are very large, is that the fabric of space is what communicates the gravitational force. But from a more microscopic perspective, string theory posits that there are little bundles of gravity. They're known as gravitons.
There are little loops of string in a particular pattern of vibration, and when two bodies are gravitationally attracting one another, indeed, they are actually exchanging these little bundles of gravity. And that's the way the force is transmitted from one body to another from a more microscopic perspective. So yes, we do have a theory of gravity from string theory, which tells us precisely how it's transmitted from one point to another.
Actually, we should see if anybody wants to call in and ask questions. We've hogged the time to ourselves here. So I'm going to give out the number, and if anybody has any questions for Brian Greene about string theory, or maybe generally about physics, but I think string theory as it fits into physics, the number is 201-200-9368. And once again, we are talking with Brian Greene, and his book is The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and the Quest for the Ultimate Theory. We have a caller on the line. Let's see if they have a question. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mike, and as long as we're talking about other dimensions, I'm just wondering if any of these theories or string theory takes into account, you know, something that puzzles me, and that is, why is there anything at all,
right,
in essence? You know, there's a universe, there's matter, there's everything. It's just as likely as there could be nothing.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. And I guess it was Leibniz some time ago who described that very question as, why is there something rather than nothing? You're absolutely right. It seems logically consistent for there to be no universe. And by that we don't mean empty space.
Right.
We mean no
nothing,
space, nothing, no space, no time. It's
exactly.
A very hard concept to even wrap your mind around. And no, science does not really give us an explanation for, as yet, why there is something rather than nothing. There are people who have high hopes that physics will ultimately give an answer, perhaps when one understands quantum theory well enough, in a way that we hope superstring will allow us to one day do, it will show us that, unavoidably, the uncertainty principle of this theory demands that the universe sort of erupt as its own little quantum jitter. And our universe might really just be a quantum jitter on a larger foam universe, and quantum theory might require that our universe exist merely to meet the uncertainty principle in some generalized sense. But of course, then you could always take a step back. Why the uncertainty principle? Why quantum mechanics? Why any of this? And no, I don't think science really gives us an answer to that deep question.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks for your call. Brian, thanks so much for coming on the program. It's really great having you. Once again, we should mention the name of the book, The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and the Quest for the Ultimate Theory.
Thank you.
And you have to come back, because we didn't even get into symmetry, supersymmetry.
Sure, I'd love to do that.
Very important issues. And do come back on the program again.
Thank you, I will.
Once again, Brian Greene of Columbia University, The Elegant Universe is the book. This has been The Green Room.